Radio Prague News.
The government has adopted the main lines of an anti-corruption strategy, but party leaders have been tasked to fill in the gaps. The new US ambassador will reportedly take up his post by the end of the month, and the Czech Energy Regulation Office says solar power capacity grew almost fourfold in 2010. The Czech government at its first 2011 meeting on Wednesday adopted the main lines of an anti-corruption strategy. Details of the roadmap of how to tackle graft will, however, be filled out by a special working group of party leaders. They will follow the lines set out for them by Wednesday's cabinet meeting. The final draft of the strategy, including 5 reworked points of the 58-point programme, should be adopted in 2 weeks. Tensions between coalition partners have mounted over the proposed strategy. The biggest government party, the Civic Democrats, and junior party, Public Affairs, clashed over the proposal drawn up by Public Affairs leader and Minister of the Interior, Radek Jon. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Tuesday that he wanted the proposal reworked to incorporate observations made about it by the Economic Advisory Council, NERV. He also expressed reservations about the idea of police being given greater access to corruption suspects' tax records. In the end, only a special police unit will have access to those records. Mr. Jon accused the Prime Minister of trying to mutilate his proposal. The new US ambassador to the Czech Republic should take up his posting in the second half of this month, the Czech news agency reported on Wednesday, citing diplomatic sources. US President Barack Obama's ethics advisor, Norman Eisen, was appointed to the post at the end of last year, taking advantage of a loophole allowing the president to push through nominations while Congress was in recess. The appointment of Mr. Eisen had faced opposition, notably from one Midwest Republican. The post of US ambassador has been vacant for almost 2 years. The head of the Czech Energy Regulatory Office said 1,650 megawatts of solar power was connected to the grid shortly before the end of 2010. Office chairman Josef Fert said the figure was valid for December the 29th and will not vary very much by the end of the year. Solar power in the Czech Republic climbed almost fourfold over the year compared with the 463 megawatts connected at the start of 2010. Mr. Fert said he expected a further rush to connect solar facilities before the March 31st deadline for some facilities to get more advantageous feed-in tariffs. Turning to sport, and the Czech Republic's ice hockey team finished 7th in the Junior World Championships after beating Slovakia 5-2. It's the second time the Czechs and Slovaks, former compatriots, have faced off at the juniors, and the second time in a row the under-20 team finished in 7th spot. In the tournament as a whole, the Czech Republic fared well against Norway, Germany and Slovakia, but were badly beaten by Russia, Sweden and Canada. And finally, a look at the weather. Freezing conditions will continue until Thursday, with a sharp thaw expected to start on Friday. Daytime temperatures will rise as high as 3 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.